This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Now it is Friday. Here today, we're looking in the Word, see that you are not deceived. Warning to everyone out there, see that you're not deceived by what you're doing out here today. The Word of God says the same thing the Lord Jesus Christ says, see that you are not deceived. But He says that to all of you when people are wondering when He's coming back. What's going to be the greatest sign that you're coming back? How are we going to know? What's His answer? See that you're not deceived. You are listening to WGOD Radio. Here it is on this Friday morning. We're going to take a couple minutes today to continue our look in Matthew chapter 24. And in the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday, where my sermon is, God rest ye merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. We're going to look at the great theology behind that hymn this week. Next week, we'll be looking at, on Sunday morning, we'll be looking at God and Sinners Reconciled. That comes from the classic hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So that's what we're doing this Sunday morning. And let's get into the Word now. And we are going to be in here, Matthew chapter 24. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? The Lord Jesus prefaces again His answer with, take heed that no man deceive you. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Let me get out my giant iPad here. I've got a lot of notes on my iPad here I want to look at. So the Lord's answer in verse 4 is, take heed that no one deceives you, because it's deception at the end of the age is going to destroy and kill millions of people, actually more than that. I've heard, I forget what the number is now, 6.3 billion or 4.3 billion people in the world. I'm afraid it's the 0.3 are the ones that are going to be saved. And it's on the other end of the decimal point are those that are going to perish, unbelievers, those that reject our Lord Jesus Christ, those that say no to Him and His offer of salvation. That's what we're looking at here on Wednesday nights, here with our midweek Bible study. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. The point is, you need a Savior. You're a sinner. What are you going to do about your sins? What is this world going to do about its sins? We read the law in the Old Testament. Whoever commits adultery is to be put to death. And the Lord Jesus said, speaking of the law, whoever looks at a woman and lusts after her is an adulterer. Whoa, what are you going to do? What do you do without a Savior? You need a Savior. My point is, there's a whole lot of sinning going on and a whole lot of sinners out here in the world, and you need a deliverer, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, He said that many people were going to come in His name and deceive many. That's His first warning, number 5. Many will come in my name, verse number 5. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. All right, He's going to go in order now. We've got two groups here of prophecies which need to be fulfilled. Overarching all that is the warning to see that you're not deceived. Now, to read more on that, read Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 13. Read about this false prophet who's got the power to give life, it says in the Bible, life to the image of the beast. It says he's got the power or the authority to call fire down out of heaven in the sight of men. People are going to see this. He's going to say he's Elijah, I believe, as he does this. So the Lord Jesus' theme, overarching theme over everything, is take heed. You're not deceived. Don't be tricked. Don't be misled by something. You know, on TV, on commercials for drugs, you see it all the time. Don't you laugh when you see them? Well, if you take this medicine, this could cause a stroke or a heart attack or blindness or suicide or could even cause death. Why? Because they're forced to put that on there. Don't you remember when you were a kid, that stuff was never on TV. You never saw commercials for drugs that had those things on the end of them. But now they have to put them on there. Why? So that you are not misled by anything or deceived. You know, the drug companies deceived me, and I took those drugs. It's just like Eve. Eve said the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Here in the modern day today, we see the same thing. People are deceived. We also read in 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul says, don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good morals. Your friends deceive you. Your family deceives you. So there's past Eve. There's present all around us here today. People are deceived. Husbands are deceived. Wives are deceived by their husbands. People are deceived by their employers at their job. School children are deceived by their teachers telling them that they evolved instead of in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. You want to talk about being deceived? You really need a savior if you've taught a child that in school, because the Lord Jesus said you're better off if a millstone was hung around your neck and you'd be thrown into the sea than deceiving one of these little ones. And here in the future, we're going to see people deceived by taking the mark of the beast. They're not willingly going to do it. If Eve knew what was going to happen by taking that, by eating of that fruit, she wouldn't have done it. Likewise, people at the end of the age, people are deceived into doing what they're going to do. They're going to be deceived by this false prophet who's going to trick people with lying wonders, the Apostle Paul calls it. Powers, signs, and lying wonders. The hand's quicker than the eye, like that David Copperfield making an elephant vanish under a sheet, is the lying wonders that are going to take place at the end of the age. Imagine that. How many of you within the sound of my voice here today on this Friday morning or afternoon or evening when you're listening to this, how many of you people out there knew that Satan will have the power to give life at the end of the age? How many of you knew that? Maybe you say, I'm not crazy, friend. Read it in the Word of God. So get out a King James Version Bible and read it for yourself. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15, I believe. He's got the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Okay, maybe you say, well, my Bible doesn't say life in it. It says breath. All right, let's go with that. Greek word pneuma. Pneuma, it's a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios pneuma, spirit, breath, life. Use whatever you want. Let's go with it your way then. All right, he's got the power to give breath to the image of the beast so that it'll speak. What image do you get when I say that? How about of God kneeling over Adam, breathing into him the breath of life? This one act is going to deceive billions of people, and that's why he warns you, take heed that no one deceives you. So there's past, present, and future of do not be deceived. Now, here comes our list of things. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Don't let that trouble you. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation. Now, nation is the word ethnos, where our word ethnic group comes from. This is a prophetic look. This is not a China against Japan or the United States against Mexico. This is ethnic group against ethnic group, black against white. Even within Muslim groups, there's ethnic fighting and has been for thousands of years. Ethnic group against ethnic group. And kingdom against kingdom. And there'll be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. There's the first list, okay? Ethnic group. These are the signs that you'll know that Jesus' return is near. Overarching everything is make sure no one tricks you. Make sure no one deceives you and tells you something that's not right. So, in other words, you better know the word of God. Otherwise, you could be deceived. I mean, how many of you out here today knew that Satan had the power to give life at the end of the age? If you didn't know that, then Jesus is talking to you. Take heed that no one deceives you. Because if someone's got bends over someone and breathes in him the breath of life and come up and says, God sent me, and he points to his Bible to prove it. Where is that in the Bible? Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Here is a man working with Satan who's going to point to the Bible, the Holy Bible, our Bible, to prove he's from God and call himself Elijah. Elijah truly is coming first, Matthew chapter 17, and will restore all things. There's two places the man can point to, Malachi chapter 4 in the Old Testament, Matthew chapter 17, verses 10, 11, 12 in the New Testament. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. You see, you know how he's coming back. He's coming back. He says, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come back in like manner. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced them. Now, if you want to see the real Elijah again, you'll find him preaching for 1,260 days in Jerusalem. That's when you know you'll see the real Elijah. And when there's no rain on this earth for 3.5 years, imagine that. Here in Florida, well, when there's a threat of a hurricane, I see people out here in the streets selling bottles of water for $10. Walk into the supermarket here and try to get a jug of water when there's a hurricane coming. Everyone out there knows what I'm talking about. Now, here at this time, the Bible says that these two witnesses have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. How long are the days of their prophecy? 1,260 days divided by the Hebrew calendar of 360. You got 3.5 years, just like they said in the Old Testament. Elijah was a man with a like nature of ours, like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth. For 3.5 years, just like Solomon wrote, there is nothing new under the sun. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio. My friends, see that no one deceives you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.